Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Robots Radio. Games, lore, stories, community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. So I have some questions. Have you ever wondered about how the settlers at Foundation in Fallout 76 actually survive? What do they use for water and food? And do they actually have any bathrooms? Where do they go to the bathroom? Well, that's what I'm going to find out today. I am standing outside a Foundation. I'm going to talk to everybody and I'm going to find out, do they actually have clean water? And where do they go to the bathroom? So let's go on a little journey here. Come with me as we find out what's actually going on with Foundation. All right, so here we are, right at the front of Foundation. And of course, my question is, where do they have clean water? What are they using for clean water? And very quickly, I come across this water pump. Let's try drinking it, see how the water is here. Nope, radiated. Plus 5 rads from the water pump. Okay, no clean water there. Another thing that you can notice here at the front of Foundation is some water. There's like a little moat over there's like a bridge over a moat right here. Check this out. There's a bunch of water and debris and things in here. And maybe this is where they get their water from. Maybe they store it in here. I don't know. It doesn't look too clean. Oh, it says toxic water as soon as I jump in. Toxic water, that is not the source of their clean water. All right, so we're gonna head past the merchants at the front and past the guards. Let's go inside and take a look around. As I was exploring, it occurred to me that I should probably be looking in everybody's quarters. I should go around and find anywhere that people seem to be living, little homes, places they live, and just let's just take a look, see if there is a bathroom, and if there isn't a bathroom, is there any clean water? Are they actually drinking toxic and irradiated water? And then I noticed two outhouses. These are outhouses, right? Let's open them up. Let's see what's in here. We've got two outhouses with, it looks like, these are used as bathrooms, so these are communal toilets, I suppose. So we've got two toilets so far. We're gonna keep a tally as we go. Two toilets. Let's head around to, this side by the barracks. Let's see.
Walls and turrets will keep the raiders out.
Oh, hello, settler guard. So it would make sense that the barracks would have a place where people can at least wash their hands. Nope. I didn't find any water. No running water, no faucets, no sinks in the barracks. And then I just closed myself behind a door as I opened it. Let's try that again. All right, let's go down to the supply room. They've got to have some water around here. This place is a nice little homey looking place. As I entered the supply room, I noticed, well, not only are some of the textures missing because I had a weird mod pack that doesn't work installed, but there was a water cooler. Is that what they're called? These are water coolers. There's a big water cooler, but it doesn't work. You can't actually use it. And the container on top looks super gross. So I don't think that's where they're getting clean water from. Hey, Tad. You guys have any drinking water or toilets? I'm looking for either. No, it doesn't look like it. Nothing back on this side.
Well, hello there.
Hello there, Gloria. Everybody seemed very friendly, but I can't seem to find anywhere there's actual running water. None of the rooms in here have any sort of actual water. But strewn across everywhere are these coffee cups. Coffee cups, coffee pots. People
something
are...
I can help you with?
Hold on, you're good. People are drinking something. So while I head outside back to the rest of Foundation outside the supply room, I just wanted to thank you for coming along with me for this slightly different kind of episode. I think it's fun to take a close look at some of these locations and see how they actually work. On the way out, I discovered that there are some platforms with some viewing that hang out above the walkway, or no, there's a road down there. The edges of this cliff. But no toilets over here. And no water.
Fresh cup of joe.
Did you hear that? Would you like a fresh cup of joe? We're heading back to the middle of the area, and there are the two different vendor bots over here. We've got Sunny.
Sunny,
what do you have? Maybe Sunny is selling clean water.
Imposters.
Let's see. Sunny, what do you have to drink? Nope, no food or water on this one. Let's go over to the other Sunny.
Evening.
Hey, other Sunny, you got food or water? Alright, this Sunny actually sells some food. Cream, crispy, squirrel bits, melon, mountain honey, Nuka-Cola, sugar, vodka, but no actual clean water. I wonder where you get your Nuka-Cola supplied. Then I found the third Sunny. I forgot to go up and talk to him, but again, no food or drink. So we decided to head back to some of the areas toward the front.
Extra patrols over there.
And this is where Ward hangs out.
Evening,
Ward. Ward has a coffee cup and a coffee pot. But again, nothing that appears to be a source for water or a bathroom. So let's head over to the left side. There is what appears to be a very comfy little lodge over here. And look, for the first time, a toilet? They have a toilet over here? They have a toilet, they have a sink, and they even have a shower. The shower doesn't seem to work. Let's try the sink. Nope, the sink doesn't seem to work either. You can pick up the hairbrush, the toothpaste, all of that. And then the toilet doesn't appear to be functional either. So, one non-functioning toilet, a non-functioning sink, and a non-functioning shower. Oh, and they have another sink out here in the kitchen area. Let's take a look at this. There's a colander. And then there's... Oh, this sink works. Let's see. Is the water... Yep, 14 rads. This water is even more irradiated coming out of the sink than the water pump at the front of the place. So that appears to be... No water and no good places to use the restroom unless you want to use a toilet that doesn't work. Let's look around at some of these people's bedrooms. Nothing in there. Let's see outside. Is there somewhere out here? No, nothing outside either. Alright, so we decided to leave that little cabin, and now we're heading down to... This area appears like an area they use for constructing things. There's workbenches, and then there's even a little door hidden down underneath. Let's see what's in here. Security gate with some supplies, but it's actually very empty. There's nothing in this room. Maybe that's why nobody goes in there ever. I didn't even notice that even existed. Did I just say even twice? I think I did. All right, let's head over to the area where they have, this is called the boarding house. It appears like a place where people might live, or they may even have like a medical area here for the sick and injured. Looking around here though, again, nothing but a flask to drink anything out of. Oh, wait, we found another coffee pot. And some cups. So they must be drinking something. Let's go through each of their rooms. Oh, there's even a dog bowl on the floor. That assumes that there would be water in that for a dog. No bathrooms. Oh, maybe there's a bathroom hidden down this side. So I headed down the side corridor that actually ended up going through what seems to be the remains of a bus. Walked all the way to the end. Nope, it doesn't look like there's anything here either. It's just the front of this bus all stuck together, sitting out over top of the road. So I headed back inside. Let's take a look at all of the other rooms, all the other places where people can live in here. We've got bunk beds, we've got other beds, we've got turpentine, and cans, but no sources of water. Here's, this one's labeled room one. Room one! And again, bunk beds, another bed, actually two sets of bunk beds, but no water. Here we go. We found what appears to be a sink, but it looks like one of those almost portable looking ones that you would put in a garage, and it doesn't work. It doesn't come on. There's some whiskey on the table. Oh, here we go. A washer and a dryer. Let's see. Are these functional? I tried to interact with them, but all they seem to do is open the front doors by about an inch. All right. No working water or anything over there. So it occurred to me that maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. These are all the outdoor areas. What if we head down into Founders Hall? Remember, Paige's office is down here, and there's a number of people who work down underground. Let's give it a go. All right, here we are. I feel like this probably has some hope. I think there's some hope here. I think that we're going to find somewhere that they have running water or bathrooms. There's too many people that work here for that not to be the case. All right, so let's head into this first building when you come right out of the...
Sometimes I look around and I'm amazed at what we've built here.
Hey, Paige. Paige is here. Let's see. What do you got, Paige? Paige, you got any water? Paige doesn't seem to want to answer me. All right, again, beer bottles, coffee cups, more coffee cups, and a coffee pot. People are clearly drinking liquids. But where did these liquids come from? Looking in the back rooms revealed nothing more than just a few cups. Let's head over into the storage area. And we've got work tables and benches and beds. But again, no cups, no running water, and strangely, no bathrooms down here. There's some living quarters that are off on the side, and again, they don't really reveal anything. Nobody's in this part. Some more living quarters. Nothing here. There's another one of those water coolers. It looks equally as gross as the other one. And a tin pitcher and some more coffee cups. Settler, where are you getting your water from?
I know they're easy to grow, but how about a little variety?
Sick of potatoes, eh? So then I noticed over on this other side, this area, is running water. There's a waterfall that goes down into what appears to be a pond, and they've even set up a little bridge. Check this out. So let's see, can we drink from the flowing water of the waterfall? No, it doesn't seem to let me. Okay, what about the pond? Dirty water. Let's drink it. Let's see how irradiated it is. 15 rads! This is the worst water yet! And then it occurred to me, what if this is where they're all going to the bathroom? What if this is just a big toilet? Hey, Settler, you got any info about this gigantic toilet?
How's it going?
How's it going? Is this your toilet?
Have you seen my tools? Oh, never mind. Just spotted them.
Yeah, don't answer my question. Well, the Settler wasn't very much help. So let's keep looking around. Well, after looking around for a bit, I felt pretty satisfied that there is neither running water other than a waterfall or an actual toilet of any kind down here. Maybe they are just using that pond. Although that doesn't really give them much privacy, so that's probably not the case. So I decided to head back to the surface. Up on the surface, it occurred to me that I hadn't been to the highest locations of Foundation. So I decided to head up some stairs.
Sandwiches, subs, grinders.
These winding stairs go up to what appears to be a bunch of computer terminals, but still no water, no water sources, or any toilets. And then I noticed the view. There is a lot of other stuff around Foundation. When you look down, you see other little cabins and roadways, buildings. Maybe they get their water from nearby. Maybe they carry it in buckets. Or maybe there are other locations they use just outside of town when they have to go to the bathroom. It's not the safest thing to have to leave the walls of this little village, but maybe that's the case. So next we're going to go investigate that. But first, I have to go thank our patrons. I'll be right back.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Thank you to everybody who supports this show. I hope you're enjoying this divergent view at some of the contents in Fallout 76, looking for bathrooms and water and that kind of thing. I thought it'd be fun to do something a little bit different. Let me know if you enjoy this episode and if I should do other episodes like this. Also, this episode will be going up on the Fallout Lorecast. Fallout Lorecast is the word. On the Fallout Lorecast YouTube channel with video of me looking around as we do this. So if you want to check out that version, go check it out on YouTube. Also, we have to thank our patrons. This is our newest patron, Richard H. Welcome to the Patreon. So glad that you decided to sign up. And I have to thank all 111 of our patrons for supporting us. We don't have any tier 5 patrons to shout out this month. Everybody shuffles around on occasion. But if you want to get shout outs every single week, I guess I should have said week, then check out that tier. Head over to patreon.com/falloutlorecast for all the different stuff that you can get to help this show keep going. Thanks. Also, I've got some reviews to read out. I'm starting to catch up with all the reviews that have come in over the last few months. This one is from Australia, from Tim Jennings, who writes, "So in the Fallout universe, is Australia just there, not destroyed by nukes because they don't have the resources to manufacture nuclear weapons and they haven't done anything to anyone else to provoke being nuked?" That's a good question. I think places like Australia in the lore tend to be a little bit less detailed and noted, but they probably would have sided with other Western nations and either would have gotten taken over at some point by the Chinese or maybe the group from Europe during the resource wars, or maybe they just kind of stayed out of it and then didn't get bombed. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we should go investigate on a future episode. Thanks for the 5-star review, Tim. Then we have one from, I don't know how to pronounce this, Jftvik from the United States. That's JFTTVJKTX, who writes, "I can't go a day without this podcast. This podcast is great. Tom's voice is one of the better podcast voices I've heard, and he tries to cover everything about a topic." Well, thanks. I'll just call you Jay for that. And then we have one more from Mr. Wolf in the U.S. who writes, "I love the podcast. I love the pod. But I don't feel like going through the wiki and reading emails in games. P.S. I should mention that after I killed Kellogg, I brutally removed all his limbs, LOL, with a machete that I killed him with. I also teabagged him. P.S.S.S. If you encounter a guy named Old Man Bob in Fallout 76, just agree with the crazy man. It's easier than arguing with him." I have a feeling Mr. Wolf might also be Old Man Bob. Thank you for the 5-star reviews. I really do appreciate it. And you can also rate the show on Spotify. You can share it with your friends, all sorts of other things. And go check out the YouTube channel. I've been turning a bunch of the old videos into, or old episodes into videos. That's the better way to say that. And also making more content. So go check it out. Thanks for being here, everybody. All right, let's continue on my search. Let's see what else we find when it comes to bathrooms and drinking water. Here we go.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
So I decided to return back to the outside of Foundation. We're back at the front, where that bridge was, with all the gross toxic water underneath it. Now, if I was living in Foundation, and I didn't want to use one of those group toilets, where would I go? So, the main gate seems like an obvious place that somebody would leave. So I decided to head out and head to the right, follow the passageways, and see if there's anything over here that looks like a place that somebody might either go for water or to relieve themselves. And I found a Brahmin near a little pond. What's up, Brahmin? Hello, Brahmin. Hello, Brahmin. You should always say hello to Brahmin twice because they have two heads. There is this little pond right here with more toxic water. Let's see how toxic it is. 30 rads. This is the most toxic water I have found yet at Foundation. 30 rads. This may also be... Oh, here, a woman's coming up. Let's not engage with her. She's just settled. She's walking into the pond. And she's continuing toward me. Ma'am, is this where you go to the bathroom? Is that why it's so toxic? Did I just drink your pee? She stopped walking. Let's see what she has to say.
I hope we can set up more settlements like Foundation. I've got friends out there that didn't want to come with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey! I know you! I've heard some amazing stories about you. You're a legend around here.
Well, it turns out that she's a big fan, but she won't tell me anything about the bathroom or drinking water situation. That is clearly not a place where they're getting their drinking water. So I headed around Foundation to see if I could find any other locations. There's this area with some old benches and some trash cans on the backside of Foundation. And then some other benches and trash cans and a viewpoint that looks out into the distance. But again, no toilets and no drinking water. As I continued around the back, I found what appears to be a little boardwalk with a little raised building. Again, allowing you to see a little bit further in the distance. But no water and no toilets. And no leftover things on the ground in case somebody was using them as a toilet. A little bit further on, there's a broken down old Jeep and a little hut. With some lights on. This place appears to have power. Astoundingly awesome tales. Well, that's cool. We'll take that. But again, no water and no toilets. And then I discovered something. Out here on the back side of Foundation, underneath those little outcroppings that they built that look into the distance, there's a series of broken down cars, a big old ditch. And if you follow that and head down here and look to the left, there are two more outhouses. Actually, three outhouses. One of them has fallen over. And these outhouses are not the cleanest things you've ever found, but they have toilet paper. They appear to be a location that people are using currently. Now, they're quite a little haul, a little trek down from Foundation. How do people get down here? What if you really gotta go? What if the two outhouses in Foundation are already used? Let's see. Let's find out if I can get up here. So I tried jumping up the rocks, and it turns out that with my mutation, it's actually not that hard to get in and out of the city from this side. Yeah, I can just jump up the rocks. Well, oop, for the most part. I can just... Oh, maybe not. Yeah, I can just jump up the rocks and I'm there. But that raises the question. What about everybody else? Can they just jump down the rocks? And turns out, it's not that difficult. If somebody really needed to go, they could slide down those rocks and run over to those outhouses. And they could make it work. So I think we found two more outhouses. That might solve the outhouse question. But what about the drinking water? Where does it come from? So I made my way over to the eastmost side. And it turns out that there's another structure here, newly built, made out of lumber.
You got the gold.
With a settler guard here who's looking off in the distance. And behind her is what appears to be a closed up mine shaft. But again, no drinking water. Nothing that's not irradiated. As I look back on the city, I have to wonder, is everything that they're drinking coming from some sort of bottle or can? Is it all being imported into this city for everyone to drink? There's a lot of people who live here. How could that be the case? Then I notice a body of water off here, not too far in the distance to the east of Foundation. All right, let's head down to the water and let's see how drinkable this is. This water does not look good. Look at that. I bet there's all sorts of little things growing in here. Dirty water. Let's give it a drink. 15. 15 rads. Well, this isn't it either. This is not the source of their drinking water. So where do we go now? So coming back from the little lake that I found a stream running down across the front of the area that approaches Foundation. But again, the water is still dirty. None of this water out here is safe. So I decided to head back up to the town and take another look. See where they might be actually getting their water from. Alright, we're back at Foundation. We're walking back up to the front again. And, you know, I'm starting to feel a little disappointed that we didn't find any other actual sources for water. Oh, but then wait. On the way in, this is something I passed by before. There's a cart, an old wooden cart, with a bunch of barrels in it. And none of the barrels are labeled. You can't interact with any of them. But is this drinking water? Are they shipping it in barrels? What else could be in here? Other liquids? Maybe wine or... I mean, what would make more sense than water? Did we just solve it? Are they shipping all their water in on barrels? So if it's the case that they're shipping everything in on barrels, then that would mean that there must be barrels located around town. And sure enough, there is. Walking back through, I discovered more barrels positioned in locations just outside of some of the houses. Maybe the barrels contain their drinking water. Yeah, see, look at this. More barrels out here in the section of the town where everybody goes to hang out and get a drink. And then more here in the middle of town. Some of them seem to be used to put other things on top of, but I don't think that's their primary purpose. And the more I looked, the more I realized how many of these barrels are actually placed across the entire town. So it seems less likely that they are importing all of their clean drinking water directly through bottles and cans and things like that. And I think we solved it. Their drinking water is in these barrels. And the barrels come into town on these carts. But that raises yet another question. How did this cart get here? Where did it come from? And where are they getting clean drinking water? Well, I think that'll be a question that we solve maybe in a future episode. So make sure you come back for that. If you've enjoyed this look at Foundation and its toilets and drinking water, which is a really weird sentence to say, then think about subscribing to the YouTube channel or checking out some of the other episodes. Thanks for being here, everybody. I'll see you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.